This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey reporting for duty. This one is from Minnie in Pittsburgh. Minnie writes, I've been working as an executive assistant for almost 20 years and sleeping with my boss for 10 of the years. It is coming up time for me to retire, but I don't want to be out of sight, out of mind to him. Our only connection is through work, and the bulk of time we spend together is on work-related trips. Since our affair started, he's gotten married, and his wife is pregnant now. I know that means he chose her over me, but I've fallen in love and can't let him go. Is he going to forget about me after I retire?
Minnie, let me ask you a question. Yeah. How old are you? Ain't nobody named Minnie.
Ain't no more Minnies.
No. How old is Minnie?
Retirement age, apparently.
But what is retirement age? 60.
Well, I mean, you know, 65. But your boss had gotten married and she pregnant.
Yeah, so he's much younger.
Yeah. And, you know, so, Minnie, I don't know what to tell you. You know this is a wrap.
Yeah. Or she could
be. She's fallen in love with him, Steve. She's fallen in love with him.
Well, but he ain't fell in love with you, though. See,
no, that's
that's the problem. How old? About 45?
47.
Yeah, she about 47 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and she's retiring, maybe years of service versus.
Yeah, you know, something like that. You know, could be
early retirement.
Closing. Or just lying, you know. Ain't nobody got no money to get out at 47. Not working as no damn secretary. I don't know how much you done stacked. Don't even worry about that. I know that ain't right.
You got a lot
but,
of bonuses.
But, you know, once again. I mean, you know, look, lady, you're not the one. He's gotten married. She's pregnant. All y'all have is a work-related thing. You said that.
Yeah.
That's it.
She's accepted it, too.
And it is no more.
She might want to stay on part-time. You know what I'm saying? Then she can keep up these little benefits that she wants.
Yeah, see, that's
she's
why.
She's probably worked all of that out. She's interested in this man.
No, that's not going to happen. The man.
Right.
All
right, we're moving on.
Why are you talking to him?
I got caught up. All right, wow. Katana in Algiers, Louisiana
Shirley,
says, we're moving on.
Tommy moving wasn't on. Talking about those benefits that you're talking about. Either.
No, we're moving on.
All right, Steve.
Hello.
But we're still moving on.
Oh, okay, yes, ma'am.
Katana in Algiers says, I'm a 40-year-old married woman, and I've got a tattoo of my ex-boyfriend's name on my right thigh. When I first met my husband, he asked if I would consider removing the tattoo, and I told him I would consider it. I've been married for almost 3 months, but during my engagement, my ex was killed in a bad accident. My husband has been pressuring me lately to get the tattoo removed, but now I want to keep it since my ex has passed away. My husband is upset about it. Do I have to remove the tat?
Off your ass.
It's on her thigh. And here's the deal. Yes, I think you should remove it. This man has married you. He dead. She want me to tell you. He dead. Get a copy of the obituary. You know. Do something like that. You can't keep the man's name on your thigh. I think that's being disrespectful to your husband, especially after you said you would consider it. Now he died, now you want to keep it. For what?
In memory of
running.
Thigh. It's
no, just running. Let it go.
If it's on her thigh, it's big, big letters and stuff. Yeah.
Ronnie.
It's on her thigh. It don't make no sense. It makes
yeah,
no
sense. You
gotta
sense let to that go.
It.
Yeah. Katana.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. She'll let it go.
All right, moving on. Zuri in Charlotte says, I'm 37 years old and divorced, and my parents are temporarily living with me while they find a new home closer to me. I live in a townhouse in the guest room where my parents sleep, shares a wall with my neighbor's bedroom. My 62-year-old parents have the loudest sex of anyone I've ever known, and they have done this all of my life. My neighbor has called me laughing a few times, and how do I get them to quiet down and be respectful?
No, that's what it is. 62, that's how they go at it. Them is like, I don't know if you ever watched National Geographic, but them is two koala bears.
Ooh, what do they do?
Yeah, koala bears. It's vicious.
Yeah,
they be scratching each other's back and everything. It's the, they, your mom and daddy just up in there. Just two koala bears just going at it.
Can you do the noise for me one more time?
She loves noise for some reason.
Woo, Herbert. Jane, girl, I'm telling you, Jane and Herbert. Two
Jane.
Really old ass names.
I love animal noise.
There ain't nothing you could do. I ain't got nothing to help you with that. I don't care.
But they are in her house. She could say something.
What are you going to say to your mom and daddy?
Yeah, Sharon? What would you say? What would she say, though?
I mean, it's nothing you can
mama.
Say. It's your mom and your dad. Mama, y'all in here just, y'all, neighbors is calling me because y'all just in there just tan on each other. Now, this is embarrassing. It's going to hurt me in my... The Homeowners Association is talking about fining me.
I love
switch
it.
Y'all
rooms
got to
with
stop.
Him. What if she switch rooms with him, dog? How about that?
What?
If she switch rooms, like if
dog,
the girl
it's
switches,
her house. It's her I, house. She
well,
don't
she want
to switch rooms.
Well, you, well,
ain't nobody
you
switching
call.
Rooms with your mama and daddy.
All right, we're moving on.
You want that out of Holland? Which one?
Well, never mind. We don't have time.
What else is she saying to her daddy, though? Mama, y'all.
Mama, daddy. Listen to me. Can I talk to y'all for a minute? Listen.
Together?
Y'all just... Listen, the neighbors have been calling. What is y'all in there doing? Is y'all fighting? Because they think y'all fighting.
They're making bear noises.
Be quiet, Cheryl.
I love it. You know I love it, Carla.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.